all of a sudden, like, these eggs especially.
Oh, eggs are a hard one, though.
Eggs are contentious.
Like, I feel like you gotta eat eggs kind of quick.
Watch this ad. I've had that saved for weeks. Actually, just scroll down.
Okay, scroll down and then this, because this is Skims ad right now.
Yeah,
scroll down. But I'm not watching this. I'm watching the next thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a real ad?
Mm-hmm. I don't even... Like, that's it. That's the whole ad.
You know what is so crazy? You know what is so funny about that ad?
What?
Is that also there's another ad of I think Cardi B selling her whipped cream.
Oh, whipped cream?
Yeah.
She has proprietary whipped cream now?
Yeah. Okay, great. I'll just let me see if I can find it for you.
What is that?
Hold on. All right, 1 second, please. Anyways.
We just spent a very long time looking for it and we didn't find
it. Entirely too long. Anyways, she's shaking the shit out of it and like really just selling the product, if you know what I mean. Like, you can imagine.
Is that what that ad is, you think?
But also, like, Skims is generally sold to women.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, just using, I guess, just sex sells. It seems like to me, like, that seems like the...
But between that and the, like, little bit about...
The nipples?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird... brand direction to be doing this like weird sci-fi thing. Like, I don't understand the point. It feels like billionaire zoomy time a little.
Is it like, yeah, I feel like that really is too. Also, it feels very millennial.
Yeah.
And
actually,
like, Kim kind of personifies like millennial core.
Kim is very millennial.
Yeah, like millennial core.
Yeah.
You know, like elder millennial. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
yes.
Like, you understand some references and internet stuff, but like, you miss a little bit of it sometimes.
Yeah.
Not like,
she has like a lot of like stereotypical like Virgo stuff going on too. Yeah. It's like very mom energy.
It is very mom energy. Know? Yeah, I can't tell if it's like this like tongue in cheek humor.
Yeah.
Or like we're aware of, I think she's aware of it.
I feel like to some degree, but I feel like it is definitely like a, I'm not like a regular mom, I'm a cool mom.
Yeah.
You know? But like, we're old, Kim. Like, we're like middle to elder millennials, and like, we're old, and that's fine.
Which I think,
just embrace that we don't get it sometimes, and that's fine.
Which I think that's what cracks me up about Kim the most is that she constantly spends the entire series of Keeping Up the Kardashians on Hulu.
Oh,
at least,
my God.
Is spent, girl bossing.
Take my time off. Yeah.
But like girl bossing and like showing what a professional Kim is and how hard she works and stuff, yes, or whatever. But
yeah.
Then like when it comes to ads and stuff, like just doing the low hanging fruit stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't
it's
tell.
Very odd.
Yeah. I can't tell if it's just like this default to like, well, what's worked in the past.
Yeah.
And like just do the easy thing.
I'm curious to what degree she's actually in charge of this stuff, though. You know
what
I'm saying?
Too.
Like there has to be people, like a whole team of staff who's dedicated to like coming up with the ideas for this stuff. And then it's just like, just stand there. Right? Like,
yeah.
You're like hired talent at this point, you know? Like, there's no way she's the brains behind the ad development and the campaigns and all the stuff that feels like...
No, I feel like she's showing up and...
Yeah, I feel that feels like below her pay grade.
I would say so, right?
You know?
I mean, if I made that much money and had that much...
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to be bought. Like, just show me, like, point me where I need to go, also, tell me what to do, and like, then, like...
There's professionals whose, like, whole career is dedicated to helping you, like... create the thing that's actually going to give you the best benefit, not just like my silly little harebrained ideas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and also too, I'm thinking too, like as far as advertising and stuff goes, like we're talking about it. So like
it did
work. I'm not going to buy
that's
any Skims.
That's fair. You're not wrong.
You could probably be in the market for Skims now. I get probably not.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, probably not.
I know that this is an unpopular opinion, but I really don't fucking like shapewear.
I don't see like...
I just don't like it. Like,
I mean, it feels patriarchal.
Well, and it's also just like... Like, why?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand who it's for. Because the funny thing, too, when you get
is
to a certain point.
Or?
No. No.
Because
especially
compresses.
The ones that you have to, like, pee through a little slit in the crotch. Like, you're always going to get pee on
like
that.
Like, your pants have a ussy.
I don't want to have pee-pee pants. Like, I'm good. You know? I just, like. But the thing that's odd.
You're definitely not using a bidet in them.
No. At, like, a certain point as a plus-sized person, it starts to feel a little bit silly. Because, like, who am I fooling? Like,
it's like the bathing suit thing.
Yeah. Like I'm fat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like, there's like just a little tiny bit of tummy pooch, or like, you know, I'm insecure about like this little bit of cellulite or something. Like, from this angle, from that angle, upside down, right side up, I am a fat person. Yeah. And like smoothing out a few of my lumps and bumps is really not going to make a difference.
Because also a person that thought you were fat before is still going to think you're fat now.
Well, and a person like a person who would like think negatively because I'm fat, you know? Yeah. Like me having slightly less visible cellulite on my thighs or butt is not going to make someone like me more, nor would I want it to. I'm not knocking people who wear shapewear. No, I know that like, especially it is like a confidence thing for some people, and that's fine. But
I feel
like
it could be kind of comfy. I feel like it kind of
I guess. No. I've never worn shapewear that's like
spandex, which is kind of, which is different.
The thing is that there's like different gradations of shapewear. Like some of it is more like, you know,
then we have like more serious stuff.
And then there's stuff like Spanx, obviously, that you're like, hoisting that. Which is like really uncomfortable. Like a pillowcase. But I just, I've never really had a desire to wear it. I don't know. My mom put me in shapewear when I was a kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah. For like my eighth grade graduation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And for middle school dances and stuff.
That sounds kind of familiar.
She would tell me to wear Spanx. She bought me Spanx.
Oh, really? Yeah. Spanx were like all the, like, that was like revolutionary at the time.
Expensive, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was like very firmly, she was like a firm believer that like you need to wear shapewear for formal events. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Oh, I can only imagine you too now as a little bi, non-binary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, being like, what? I don't want to wear this fucking dress. Yeah. Please don't make me do this.
No wonder you have sensory issues with clothes and stuff now.
Yeah. I've never liked dresses, especially.
Speaking of that ad, because obviously like the sex is selling. And so like we're intended to look at Kim's chest, I'm assuming.
I would assume so.
I realize it's an ADHD thing to look. We saw that video, that TikTok of someone having an eye movement follower while they were playing Baldur's, and you just watch as the dialogue in their eyes just goes slowly because they had, of course, it was modded.
Yeah.
And so they had, I think Gale. It was Gale. Yeah, yeah. Gale and like a.
And some little teeny tiny, little outfit. The twinkiest
outfit I've ever seen. Incredible, of course. But you just see their eye slowly go.
Traveling.
And I have like so much, because I won't even lie, just like regardless if it's a, like if it's the dudes or the chicks in the game, or like the whatever gender, like I always like their chest.
Yes.
I'm locked in their chest.
It's hard not to.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that that was an ADHD thing either, but I think it's also to a degree like avoiding eye contact.
I know. I have such a hard time. I struggle with that too, because there's so many different layers to it. Because like sometimes men don't communicate while looking at each other.
Yes.
But then like sometimes also too, like it's just nice to not have to like make eye contact, because sometimes when I can be like really intense about it, because I'm like, fair. Oh, I'm seeing into your soul.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Did your parents do the thing when they told you, or did they tell you like as a kid that like making eye contact with somebody is like the respectful thing to do, and so if you don't make eye contact with them, you're being disrespectful?
Yeah, that sounds like something that was probably instilled upon me.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty.
So I would have that issue too, where I would be like, I'm being so respectful to you. I would see like, people like look away from me and be like,
I know, like, why are you being,
but also I'm staring a hole through their face.
It's so funny though, because then there's some people that I just have trouble keeping eye contact with, and I don't know what it is, if it's like a, I don't, like, there's just some people I feel uncomfortable, like, with you, I have no problem doing it, obviously.
Same.
But then there's some people I'm like, I don't know if it's like, I don't know, I can't explain it, and I can't put my finger on it, why, it's but I'm like, I just can't, like, stare.
I think it's also when other people are making, like, direct and intentional eye contact with you, that it's, like, this feeling of, like, all of a sudden it's entirely too intimate. And you're like, oh, that's how it is for me.
That's how it is sometimes.
When I make eye contact with people who are just sort of, like, casually looking at your face, but they're not, like, looking into your eyes,
your soul,
then it's fine.
Yeah.
But when I'm making eye contact with somebody else who's looking directly into my eyeballs, then it's like all of a sudden I'm like flustered and embarrassed. And I'm like, oh my God.
Is this a sexual thing now?
Why is this? I feel very perceived.
What is this?
And I'm unsure about your intentions here. It's like very uncomfortable. I have
that
feeling with,
like, regardless of gender or identity, like I have that, like, there's just, because I've had it happen to all kinds of different people, and I'm like, I don't know what it is. I can't remember. Maybe it is. Is it a tension thing?
It might be a sexual tension thing, but I think it's also, sometimes for me, it's like a fear about being like challenging. Like, I'm afraid that people perceive me as being defiant when I do it. Like, this has shown up for me in professional contexts, especially like when talking with other clinicians, or like, especially people who are like higher up than you.
Okay.
If I make eye contact that's like too intense with those people and we do the thing, then I'm like, oh no, oh God, I'm not trying to challenge you. I'm not trying to be defiant. Like, oh no.
So, that's so you though.
Yeah.
That is you being challenging. You can't even help it. You can't even turn it off.
I've gotten that feedback a lot in my life that I'm like intimidating, and I don't understand where that comes from or why people say that, because I don't feel that way at all.
I always wonder that too, or like, But then too, you think that's the case and people wouldn't fucking tell us their life stories when we're waiting in line. Yeah,
clearly I'm not that intimidating. Because people just trauma dump their stuff on me without warning.
I did see something about trauma dumping. Like, did you see that too?
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Okay, so we started a channel in the Discord server called Podcast Listener Mail.
We'll take your listener mail right now.
Shout out to those of you who have put stuff in there.
Yes.
Also, hi, you're listening to We Should Unpack This. I'm Mickey and that's Aaron. We never introduce ourselves. Yeah. I know.
I've just been showing up.
Yeah. we're just two dudes who talk about stuff.
Just a couple of bros.
Yeah, my credentials are the audacity and yours is your hair. So
And really, that's all I'm good for. And honestly, which is why I was so wounded when they chopped so much of it off.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll not be going back to them.
Thankfully, no one can chop off your cheeks. That's the other part of your credentials.
No one gets to see those, though.
That's fair. But we have been looking at the listener mail thing. I'll read it.
Please read. Hopefully we can find it quicker than I couldn't find that Cardi B video. She was just like really selling it.
I feel
like
that might be scrubbed from the internet at this point, honestly.
No, it was literally from like 2 days ago.
Really?
I could have sworn it was an ad, like an official advertisement. Huh. But then I'm like, fuck, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was just like a TikTok.
Okay, so this person said, feel free to use my name. So Leah in the Discord said, I have a question. When is it trauma dumping and is that always a bad thing? I mean, I'm scared of reaching out and telling people why I'm struggling because I don't want to be a trauma dumper. I feel like it's a word that's used to shame people into silence, but I'm not sure. So yeah, when is it trauma dumping and when is it just reaching out?
Okay.
This is a super good question.
Yeah, and it's kind of nuanced too. I think there's definitely some gray area here. And like also too, I think it's very much because we've talked about this too. Like I think it's the context with which it's presented.
Yep.
Because also, I think there's layers to it, too.
Correct.
Like, mild stuff is, like, not as bad as, like, oh, when I was a child, my parents...
Yeah, sharing, deeper graphic.
Yeah, or, like, or even, like something happened to me that changed my life forever
kind
of thing.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think you're right that, like, the context is really important here because, like, a while ago, there was a therapist who got ripped to shreds on TikTok for saying something about... They, like, made a POV
TikTok
that was, like, a joke about, like, their client's trauma dumping on them in, like, the first 5 minutes of session. Exactly. Like,
it's not, though.
Let's be clear that, like, in that context...
That's me. That's how I am.
Well, there's no such thing as trauma dumping in therapy. That's the point, right?
That's what you're
there for. As a clinician, I'm the hired help.
Also, that's why you sign all the paperwork and do the intake packet.
Yes.
Also, too, I'd be like, yeah, let's just get into it. Like, exactly. Let's not beat around the bush.
As a clinician, I would be like, yes. I don't have to. I'm, like, this information out of you. I love that shit, you know? But like in that environment, within that context, that's completely appropriate and like totally expected. Yeah. And we're not violating any boundaries. Because I think like the distinction between trauma dumping and reaching out is at the core a conversation about boundaries.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Which is why like in friendships and stuff, especially if you're like close, right?
Yeah.
Asking the question of like, hey, I've got some stuff on my mind. Do you have space to talk about that?
Do you have space is always really nice.
Yes.
That's like always a nice safe.
Yeah. And so that gives that person the opportunity to like, you know, look inward and survey like, I don't know, do I have space? And if they do, then like we're not trauma dumping. You know what I'm saying?
You're like sharing friendship and community
exactly.
and like relation. Like that's like a part of being in relationship with people.
Yes.
Is like getting to share.
That's the fucking point.
Yeah. Also
that's like the whole point of having friendships and community and loved ones.
The human experience is not meant to be fucking
correct
solo.
Yes.
Like I think we saw something about that too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's probably like going to be a whole main channel video.
I think it should be.
There was a...
Did you save that TikTok?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. It was a TikTok of somebody who was speaking about the way that our hyper individualistic
and very
legalistic approach to boundaries has so effectively eroded the conversation about mental health
and favor and like doing favors for friends and like
that it's turned into a like tit for tat sort of issue and that we conceptualize like emotional labor for our friends and family as like a payment almost.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. I think that's so, that was like the best thing to like release for me, especially with like one of my better friends.
Yeah.
It's just like, sometimes I buy him stuff. Sometimes he buys me stuff.
Yes, and
like,
it's fine.
And it's like, I'll just get you the next time.
It doesn't have to be based on a perfect system of reciprocity. No.
But like,
you know?
I just know like they'll have my back or like if I ask for something or like, like, oh yeah, here, like I got you.
Exactly.
Like no big deal.
I think it's also important too, in the context of talking about like reaching out versus trauma dumping, to honor that like when our friends or loved ones or family or whoever are there for us, it's not a cost to them, right? It shouldn't be anyways. Well, because like people that I love, that I am in relationship and community with, when they share things with me about how they're struggling or about how they need support, I feel honored and I feel like happy.
They're not a burden.
Like, and I like am happy that this person feels safe enough to me to reach out, but I'm also like honored that this person would trust me with this like information. Thing,
yeah, it's,
you know,
like a delicate, it's like a sensitive thing. Yeah.
There's obviously something to be said for like this safe and gradual development of trust in relationships. Like this is why, for example, like telling the cashier at like your local coffee shop, the graphic details of a childhood trauma that they haven't consented to hear about, like that's trauma dumping, right? We don't have a shared relationship with that amount of trust. The context is not correct.
You're kind of stuck. You can't like fucking like nope out.
People in the service industry are hired or captive audiences. And so they're like being hired to be there for you, but like to provide a different service. But
like,
right?
Not to like be your therapist.
Yes. And so like that's trauma dumping, you know, like, and that's the thing that happens also to me a lot is that I'll be standing in line at TJ Maxx and someone just walks up to me and tells me about a terrible thing that happened to them during the daytime. And I'm like, hi, what's your name? Like I don't know.
Like that's inappropriate. Like that,
you know, that's different and that's not appropriate. But I think it's also like important to contextualize that in this society that like people don't feel safe to talk about stuff. So that's does happen where it just like comes out sometimes because they don't have an outlet for that.
Also, people talk about that all the time too, how much easier it is to talk to a complete stranger sometimes.
Yes.
And like to some degree, I get that too, but also like, like don't be just like mowing over people's boundaries.
No, exactly.
I think too, the other thing about trauma dumping too, I think that also is important too, at least for me, that comes up with it, is this like, I think we won't name names, but like we have people who like to not have contact with you for a while.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you'll get a wall of text about just like the most fucking out of left field.
Yeah.
No warning. No.
No like, check-in.
You don't even get a chance to like, you're just like, oh my God.
And it's like, also like very obviously and blatantly one-sided, right?
Yes.
There's never an interest in like how my life is going or how are you doing or hey, what's up? Or, you know, it's the same thing that like,
it's like when, we call it drive-bying, but
but like, you know, if you're like an electrician that like somebody never talks to you, never reaches out to you. You've never, you haven't hung out with this person in months, weeks, or years, but they're like, hey, bestie, I just got a new house and I need the electric work done. I was thinking you could do it for free. And like, no, like, that's so rude.
Yeah.
You know, like that's sort of the frustrating part about it is that.
We talk about using you for your labor.
Yes, like exactly. Yeah.
And like because, that's a different context because not everyone needs to be a therapist. Like, no.
But no, I don't think relationships should be based on like this perfect system of reciprocity. Yeah. But I think on the flip side, it's also a problem when there's no amount of like exchange between these people, you know? Yeah. That's like really important context. And when we talk about like, is it trauma dumping or are you just sharing with your friend?
Yeah.
You know?
I think too, especially as far as building relationships and stuff too, I feel like sharing things that have happened to you too is like normal.
Yeah.
Especially like early on in relationships and stuff too. Cause also too, I know like trauma bonding and all that stuff is like very much a thing too, but also like that, like,
or like bonding over trauma, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, I guess I forget those are always two different things. But I think that can be a great way to like help kind of solidify, especially if you have like common ground or like I think it's just a nice thing.
Yeah. It's also good to know.
Yeah.
Right. Like if I have a particular sensitivity around a certain thing, like it's different. I think that's the other thing about this that's important to honor too, is that like it's perfectly human and normal and healthy and okay to let somebody know that like, oh yeah, you know, like I'm sensitive to like for me, I'm sensitive about gore, right?
Totally fair.
Blood and guts. And so like in the early phase of getting to know someone, if they're like, hey, do you want to go watch a horror movie or like have a horror movie night?
Hell fucking no.
Exactly. And like, I am comfortable to be like, yeah, no, I have some like trauma stuff around that. It's like sort of squeaky. We'll just like watch a different type of movie, you know? It's not trauma dumping. As we develop a greater sense of closeness and safety and trust, and I know that this person is like okay with me disclosing that, then we can have a greater conversation about like why I'm squeaky about that stuff, what that trauma is specifically, you know. But it's about trust and like context. Exactly. I think that's like the distilled answer,
especially too with like your friends and stuff. I feel like there should be no, like they shouldn't feel guilty about saying no if they don't have space for
absolutely.
And also I don't think the other person should feel guilty for asking for
absolutely
space.
Not
I think it's just kind of like not everyone is always in a space to or a spot, and like sometimes some people are.
And also that doesn't mean that they never want to hear from you.
Yes.
You know,
I have to remind myself that too. Like, yeah. Oh my God, now forever for like, don't talk about that ever again. And like, that's not the case. Just like, you know, like genuinely.
Exactly.
You know.
They might just have some stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
That, or like are busy. They're not available. Yeah.
Or like, I always try to remind myself too, like other people have lives outside of the texting.
Yes. Like very full and complex. Yeah. Yeah.
Like let that, like not, maybe they don't want to, they just don't have the space or time right now to take the time to like read through and like be there for you in the way that they would want. And so like, that's also part of why they might be saying
if somebody asked me if they can like process like a really deep emotional thing with me on Fridays after I get done with streaming, the answer is no. Right.
Spoons. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I don't want to hear about it. I'll probably just ask you about it on Saturday or Sunday instead.
Exactly. You know? So I hope that helps.
Yeah.
I hope that kind of.
I really enjoy the listener mail thing. If you guys want us to answer your questions or to just chit chat with you about a thing that you have musings on, put them in that channel.
That's what we're here for.
Also, to be clear, you get access to the Discord server when you're a patron. Mm-hmm. So the link for that is in the description.
And it's the lowest tier too, so you don't have to worry about it.
You can join at any tier.
Yep.
Okay, do you want to talk about our ADHD?
I think we ought to. I think we should.
We are going to structure this episode sort of similarly to how we talked about anxiety. Mm-hmm. I'll link that episode in the eye up here. But we talked before about how we both have chronic anxiety, but it shows up for us in vastly different ways. And so the way that we deal with it is very different. So we're doing that today for ADHD and like neurodivergency. It's sort of difficult for me to tease out between like autism and ADHD for me.
Yeah.
I don't think that you're autistic. Do you think that you're autistic?
I don't think I'm autistic. Am I autistic? The internet loves to tell people when they're autistic.
That's true.
Let me know if I'm autistic in the comments.
That's true.
I don't think I am. I don't think so.
I feel like, no, I mean, it's not like I'm allowed to diagnose you, but you know.
I don't think so.
I feel like part of why we have such diverging expressions of our neurodivergence is because mine is tinged with the tism.
It's like a hue.
Yeah, so that's also...
What color would your tism be?
Part of this conversation. My like knee-jerk reaction is to say like purple or pink.
I mean, that just makes sense because obviously.
Yeah.
Because obviously.
Yeah. okay, so do we want to talk about our ADHD symptoms
I have the perfect picture. I love describing things in pictures and analogies and metaphors. Mine is like the biggest fucking Wheel of Fortune wheel. Okay. But on the wheel, instead of money, it's tasks.
Oh, no.
And so as you spin that shit, the little clicker thing, though, that's my brain. I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta do that. Fuck, I gotta do that. Fuck, I gotta do that. And it's just like constantly.
Really overwhelming.
The wheel doesn't stop.
Yeah.
It just keeps going.
It just keeps
and going.
Making the little ticking noise.
Until I get all those things checked. And then after I get them all checked marked, then they all clear and they go. They swap over. I'm picturing the sound. You know those, the checkerboard.
Airplane boards?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Love
so
those.
Satisfying.
The
oh,
best noise.
God, it's so good. I'm about to put one in here just because it's so satisfying.
It's really good. Like the old timey
airport.
Oh,
shit. They have one at one of our sandwich places that we go to. And it is just
so
the,
good. It's the best noise.
God, it's so good. But yeah, that's what mine feels like.
I feel like yours is pretty heavily hyperactivity.
Most deaf.
And a little bit of executive dysfunction. With like the tasks thing.
Sometimes.
Where like.
I either have one of two speeds where I'm either like.
Yes. Well, I think also too, that's helpful to clarify probably off the dome, which is that executive dysfunction is like an umbrella term.
Okay.
Right. So we all have different levels of proficiency with all of our executive functioning skills underneath that umbrella.
Okay.
Some of which include things like task switching, task initiation,
that's like task paralysis,
task organization, but also like working memory and like mental working space, short-term memory, long-term memory. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff underneath this umbrella, right? And that's why ADHD is difficult to diagnose in folks who are not cis men. Or like historically less diagnosed is because those symptoms look very different, right?
Yes.
Yes. And so like hyperactivity, for example, is really commonly clocked in young children, and people who are most likely to exhibit hyperactivity are young cisgender boys. So they got the highest rate of diagnosis for a really long time. But we're like discovering now, that's why there's so many people who are not cis men and being diagnosed with ADHD late in life.
Yeah.
Cause we're like, hold on a minute.
More
there's
than
so many other things
people
in
can
here.
Have this too.
Yes. So when I say executive dysfunction, yours in my brain is especially like the task organization thing.
Okay.
Where I feel like it's almost like that SpongeBob gif where he's like doing all of the things where he's like vacuuming patting the rugs.
Yes.
That's like your brain.
Yes. Yes. But also
you're trying to do everything all at the same time.
The greatest discovery of the 21st century for me mm-hmm. has been that if I cannot picture, also I was learning.
Oh yeah.
Also I was learning or I read that apparently there's 1% of people who can't picture stuff in their head.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just completely lack internal visuals.
And then 3% of the population of the study size that they mm-hmm. chose was able to picture stuff so vividly that they had trouble discerning whether it was reality or in their mind.
Yeah.
Like for real though, like
that's wild.
With the oh my God, we have our 2 Hawaiian shirts. I need to get them dry cleaned so badly. They've been sitting they have needed to get dry cleaned since like
we have these like really fancy,
they're really handmade.
They're not actually Tommy Bahama, but they're very Tommy Bahama sort of vibes. They're very fun.
Handmade.
They're very nice they're little very garments. Cool.
We're gonna wear them one day,
Have to get them dry cleaned.
I was just about to say your tits are gonna look great in them, but they are. But also, I was like, that's not the thing. I'm gonna keep it in.
That's fine.
But
yeah.
Like, I think you are gonna look really good.
Lack
in it
of
now.
Boobies is gonna look great.
It's gonna look really good on you. But anyways, they need to get dry cleaned. I have a little folder. I know. And then I moved it. Not a folder. I have them like sitting down somewhere.
Yes, in a thing.
And we were just sitting watching TV and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there like this and I just stood up and I was like, oh my God, our Hawaiian shirts have been to the dry cleaner for months.
He's like, I took them to the dry cleaner and I never picked them up. And I was like, what the fuck, man?
And I was like, they've been there for months.
Those
like,
shirts are so expensive. You lost them.
I was so upset. Out of like a dead, like I was like a fucking zombie like a coming meerkat. Up from a fucking, from a grave.
You literally stood up.
Yeah, and I like, ran into the fucking, I was like,
what are you doing?
Uh-huh. I was like, where are they? And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, you went into your office and you're like, nope, they're sitting right here.
And I went back and sat down.
But you have like that issue sometimes where it's almost like you have these memories that are not real memories, but you have a very vivid internal.
Oh, so much so. So then like to loop us back around.
Yeah.
If we're going to do a project or something like doing this wall, like I can't do, I can't like
you had
if
a really Mickey hard time with it.
But it's been such a great relationship, like strengthening and bonding.
I think so too.
To just be like, I trust you. If you can see it, that's cool because I can't see it.
Yeah.
And if I can't see a task or like how a project is supposed to turn out, I'm like, I'm not going to do it.
We have I'm not this issue with like rearranging furniture, with like interior decor. We had this issue when we made our little mosaic table. We'll put a picture of that up because it turned out freaking
great.
When we
did the backyard and the pavers.
The pavers.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, if I can't see it, like we had like 85 sketches of what this bitch was going to look like.
Yeah. Because it's really important for you to have like a mental picture of what something looks like.
If I can't see it, then like I don't know how people
function.
I need a plan. Same. I need a picture book.
Is that I feel like we're opposite in that way where it's hard for you to visualize something unless I give you like an example or a sketch or a drawing or like a mock-up.
Yeah.
But in my mind, like I can imagine what something will look like. Like anything.
I need to have seen it.
It's kind of like a, it's just like a logical following that I'll be like, oh, we should like decorate the wall. And then in my mind, there's a picture.
No, it feels
but
like.
But this is part of the problem for me too, which is that sometimes when I'm looking for inspo pictures to show you, I can't find anything that's close enough to the thing that's in my brain. And I'm like, bad at drawing, and so I'm like, I don't know how to show you. Like,
I feel like in Free Ren when they're doing the flowers, and they're like, you can't do the spell unless you've seen the flower before.
Yes,
and I'm like, fuck, I've never seen this flower.
This is impossible.
Like, I have to see it before I can do it. Like, I can do so many things. Like, we're very handy. We're a good
team.
That's
so funny.
But like, if I can't picture what it's supposed to be like, I'm like, don't even start it.
Yeah,
yeah. So you're I think like, that's like one of the biggest.
You do kind of get a little bit of paralysis about that.
Yeah, I'm like, well, and also too, the thing of like, then the perfectionism kicks in. And I want to do something that looks shitty.
Yes.
Not going to be me.
Yeah. You only want to do something if it's 100% chance absolutely. Of succeeding.
Yes. No, I would not. I do not do well with gambling.
Yeah, that's valid. I mean, we both do really poorly with failure, to be fair.
Thanks.
That's not an ADHD thing. I think that's just an us thing. That's our childhood trauma.
That's so fun for us. We should get that. I feel like there should be like a nice little star that goes
across the more you know. Like,
childhood trauma.
Literally.
Like the SpongeBob.
The imagination.
Imagination.
Yeah. But yeah, so I feel like our ADHD is like opposite and also complementary in some ways.
I would certainly say so. You do the leaving the cups out. I do the putting the cups away.
Yes. Yeah.
Very much that.
Well, and it's funny because I, like, as a child, had a really hard time with that, like organization and cleanliness. Oh, you
cleaning your room and putting it all in the closet, putting it under your
well,
bunk bed.
And that was a disagreement, like an argument that my mom would have. My mom and I would have like constantly.
Oh, and you had it well into being a young adult.
Oh,
like,
yeah, until I moved out for college, yeah, basically. Yeah, literally. She would be so mad because my room would be, you know, disorganized. Yeah. But the funny thing is that to me, it like made sense because it was messy and a lot of it was like, I'm playing with this thing.
Yeah.
And then I've dropped it and I've forgotten that it exists. And so it just sits there for 6 months, right? But like 6 months from now, if somebody says, hey, where is this like Barbie doll? I'm like, 1 second, I'll be right back. And I'll go grab it from where it is in this heap of toys.
It reminds me of like there's like a show or something. I don't know if this is maybe like Love, Death, and Robots or something, but there's like a junkyard. And it's like, oh, you need something? I don't think it's exactly that. But, like,
but that's very much the vibe.
Yes, it's just piles and
organized
piles
chaos.
Of
chaos.
Yes. Yeah. But like everything is exactly, you never,
yes.
I don't think you've ever lost anything.
I do lose stuff though.
You do lose stuff.
That is kind of part of the problem that I have too with my like
your closet and your office is definitely a
yeah. It, well, and it's like
a time machine,
like a well poor like object permanence thing. It's not actually object permanence to be clear, because like we're grown ups and we have a you know concrete sense of object permanence. We don't actually think things disappear.
But
it's like a colloquially used term to describe this phenomenon of like, if it's not within eyesight, I'll forget that it exists.
Of course.
We have to arrange our fridge in a very particular way.
I arrange the fridge.
You do.
Well, actually, we both do.
Yeah.
Also, I just wanted to say it out loud real quick too,
what?
Just to put it out into the universe. I had that idea of that like thrift store style.
Oh,
our place
we're
talking about, but like
I
want to do a thing where you have like, okay, so you know how you have farmers markets? Just follow me for 1 second. I'm picturing it. See,
yes.
I can picture this. Mm-hmm. There's like a farmers market, but people can bring this is like the most neurodivergent ADHD thing ever, is you can bring your crafts and stuff that
your
hyperfixations that you've given up on.
Yes.
And then you can, like a farmers market for like, loss of interest in hyperfixation stuff.
Yes, yes.
I think that'd be so cool.
Like a buy-sell like trade situation.
Yeah, buy-sell trade. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
But for like hyperfixations, like all that jewelry making stuff.
Yep,
jewelry.
That was like jewelry.
Jewelry.
You sound like...
Jewelry. Jewelry.
You sound like someone that knows.
The
roar, yeah.
What is that from? I think that's from 30 Rock or something.
Yeah,
the roar,
I think so. Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, it's like a buy-sell trade, your hyperfixation.
Yes, because this is like very much the ADHD way, which is that you'll be hyperfixated on a project or a hobby or an interest and buy all of this equipment for it.
Oh, so
and
much.
Sometimes the equipment just sits unopened, completely unused.
Just brand spanking
until it
new.
Ends up having to be either donated or, you know, given away or sold on Facebook Marketplace or whatever. But it would be so fun to have like a place
like a
for people to like
swap. Oh my God, are we describing a swap meet?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but that's the thing though, when you rebrand it, it sounds so much cooler.
But also, listen, Aaron and I have a really intense and strong feeling about creating Third Space, because Third Space is like continually disappearing. And I feel like it would be really fun to have like
a
Third Space oriented business that like caters to neurodivergent and, you know, like,
but
people
also
who aren't
you wouldn't buy noonies. You would just like spend money to have like a little pop-up area or something.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be
well,
like
in the same way that like tabletop like tabletop game playing stores and stuff like that, that you can like reserve a table to just go and play games with your friends,
exactly,
you know, or you can just like walk in and be like, oh yeah, there's a table for you, like go ahead, you know, you can like paint your minis or, you know, whatever. But like you could do that to like have book club with your friends or to like do some studying, you know, or like, I don't know, any number of other things that people want to do that you shouldn't have to pay for. Like I know that this is silly. I was talking to a friend of mine about this, that like the idea of like a community center, like what's in Stardew Valley.
Oh, sounds so
is
fun.
So fun to me.
I want it.
And I want fuck off money.
Little Junimos.
We need fuck off money so that I can make a Third Space business that I don't really know how we would make money doing this. We'll have to figure that out.
We will figure that out.
But wouldn't that be so nice?
I just want to have business be run for free.
Yeah.
Just exist.
I just want to make space for all, like Discord, but IRL.
But IRL. I love that.
I feel like that would be really fun. Anyways, that's not related to our ADHD. Sorry.
Not related. Thank you guys for hanging in there with us. Also, I love that I just basically talked myself into what is a swap meet.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Listen, there could be other stuff there.
There can be other things
you know?
There.
It's not just
a
swap meet.
It's a whole picture I have in my noodle.
Yeah, it's a
Anyways,
swap home.
Back to the ADHD.
Anyways, yeah, our symptoms are sort of opposite and complementary in some ways, yeah. Because in the way that you struggle to organize tasks,
yep.
And like decide on, yeah, things, I will struggle to actually start things. And to like finish things.
Your task
especially.
Initiation is like a, like,
real bad.
Low.
Yeah. Well, and this is why I said too that mine is sort of inextricable from the autism too.
Yeah.
Because that's like a pretty common issue. Yeah. For autistic people also, which is the like task switching thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I struggle with transition a lot.
That's
like
fair.
Transitioning between activities.
I do. Yeah.
I feel like there has to be, like, there should be a lead up or like some kind of
like a transition
formal,
yeah,
medium inter space,
like a between alarm two should things. Go off or something.
I can't just like go from one thing to another. That's nonsensical to
me. It's so crazy to me too, because it's not crazy, but like I just have such a hard time. Like, I think that was another thing too, that like, yeah, learning about that about you,
yeah,
has helped out a lot. Because like, to me, that like just doesn't make sense. Like, what do you mean? Like, you just, you get up and you switch and you,
yeah,
just do,
no,
it like,
no, not at all.
I don't understand the formality of it all.
That's not my experience whatsoever.
But also I think it's so interesting that like, but then like sometimes you're like, when you're on a roll, you're like,
yes,
on it.
Yes.
Like yesterday you had like,
yeah,
two things
had a really
planned
good day yesterday.
And we did like 1,000 things. And by, mm-hmm, then I was like, babe, you're tuckering me out. Like, what are you doing?
It's the hyper-focus.
Yeah.
Well, and this is why I can sit down and, like, you know, in grad school, I could write an entire,
oh my
like,
God,
thesis
I did that. Yes.
In, like, 4 days.
Yeah.
You know? Because I just, like, eat, sleep, breathe.
You
master's
are,
thesis or capstone,
master,
I guess.
You're,
yeah,
definitely the master of, what's it called, crunch time?
Yes.
Yeah, you are the master of crunch time.
I'm really
time.
Good under pressure. But yeah, I mean, that's like the struggle though, is that like, if it's not happening though,
yeah,
then it's not happening.
Oh.
Like there's very little, it feels like I can do to force myself to, yeah, transition from activity to activity. It has gotten a little bit better since I started taking Adderall.
I'd say so. Very much so.
But that's like definitely a big issue for me, is that like, if it doesn't feel right, then I like can't do it.
Oh, I think it's like the food thing. Like, it's like right there with the food thing though too. Like,
and the textures,
yeah,
thing, the sensory
so,
issues.
Yeah, because sometimes you'll just be eating something and you're like, I don't like the way this tastes anymore, or,
yep,
like this feels anymore.
Yeah, yeah, I've, yeah, told you that so many times that like all of a sudden, like these eggs especially.
Oh, eggs are a hard one though.
Eggs are contentious.
Like, I feel like you gotta eat eggs kind of
quickly.
Though, if you think about them too,
yeah,
long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also have like sensory issues around the way that they're cooked and like the temperature of them, the,
yeah,
texture of them.
They gotta be just right.
You, yeah,
no crunchies.
No, they're getting
no
crunchy
crunchies.
Bits. They also can't be like, not burnt, but like browned, when scrambled eggs are sit in a pan for too,
ooh,
long,
no,
and they,
no,
have,
no,
that,
no,
like tan.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking,
ooh,
about.
Ooh, it tastes like pennies. I can't,
yeah,
do it. It's yucky. That's not for me.
No.
That will ruin.
Eggs have to be eaten immediately after.
Fluffy light, soft,
yellow.
But not too soft, because if they're like, ooh, squicky, if they're like slimy.
I am really proud of you though. You've been doing really good with.
I know.
Over easy
yeah,
eggs. Oh, an over easy egg and rice,
yeah,
is like.
That's not for me.
The that's
texture
the
of
best.
That.
That's
too
the
much.
Best.
I struggled with over easy eggs for a long time.
Yeah. But what did I get you to try it? And then, oh, no. Oh, tamales.
Oh, yeah. It was,
yeah,
tamales. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
But I was like, all right, it looks good.
It
like, I want to
so
like
good.
It.
That
and then
the
I was like,
thing.
Well, this,
oh,
is kind of good.
No, it's so good.
I could fuck with this.
How do other people set up their podcasts?
I think part of it is that they have like real studios. And also people whose job it is to organize their studio.
How much money do you have to make on YouTube before you can hire?
Earth-shattering fucking amount. Not the money that we're fucking making. I'll tell you that much right now.
BS. Okay.
Yeah. You know, okay, this is a tangent. We're just going
to
be real honest for a second. I wonder all the fucking time.
What do you wonder about?
About other influencers and like their financial like procedures.
Well, I know for a fact, at least from my experience, that no one else apparently pays taxes but us.
It really feels that way.
I feel like we're the only people that pay taxes.
Like,
why are we paying our taxes?
Because it's,
I feel
the
like
law.
Such a square. We're such boners.
But also because I don't want to pay fucking penalties for having not paid our taxes.
Actually, I don't think they actually make you pay penalties.
They literally do.
I think you can go. Okay, so I once knew a guy, or I know a guy,
okay,
who didn't pay taxes for like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't really owe that much.
I'm going to continue to pay my taxes, sir.
I'm just kidding. Do your civic duty and pay your taxes,
pay
even though they don't,
like,
give us fucking health care.
I was
going to
say, don't
it.
Get me wrong. fuck the fucking federal government and fuck the fucking IRS for real, for real. But I am going to continue to pay my taxes because I don't want to have to pay penalties and I don't want to get in trouble. Also, I
can record. We should do a new angle actually where we'll get another camera like you've requested. And then we'll just do like a top down angle like this where we're just like daydreaming. Like we're like you guys are in the sky. My childhood dentist growing up, they had a sheet over the light. Yeah. And it was a beautiful little sky. Little
clouds, yeah.
Maybe that's what we should get over that just to break up the fucking...
I'm fine with that. Yeah, we'll see. They have those in classrooms and stuff now too. They're pretty cute. What was I saying? Oh, okay. Yeah. But I'm just really curious about other people's, like other influencers specifically, like their financial procedures.
Yeah.
Because like I'll be honest, we hire an accountant. I don't know what the fuck we're doing with like taxes and all of that.
We pay them a lot of money.
But like the amount of money that we make every month from like influencer stuff is nowhere close to the amount of money that actually ends up in our personal bank account.
I know. What is that? Like
people's expectations about our financial status is like, I don't know. I'm like, is our accountant wrong? Are they dumb?
But also, our accountant was taking way more money than they were actually supposed to be.
Well, I mean, we pay our accountant the same amount of money every month.
Yeah, that's
to
fair.
Manage our, to oh, do like yeah. bookkeeping. So they're not that's stealing
they're pretty,
anything.
They're pretty square. They're pretty tight-knit operation. Yeah. I can agree with that.
But like, I just am so curious, like what percentage of their income are other influencers taking home? Because I see these influencers who are like balling out all the time. And I'm like, how do you afford that?
They not have LLCs? They have to have LLCs.
I don't know.
But also too, like,
I don't know.
I
like, no one in our families are rich. We don't know what we're doing.
I remember
we're
there was this one this influencer. Up as we go. Remember there was that one influencer who asked you like, oh, you edit your own videos? And like, oh yeah, that's the only appropriate face to make to them.
That shit irritates the fuck
out
of me.
And I was like, are you not editing your own videos? But also too, it just feels so like, why are you not involved in your own content?
Well, okay, like, because this is the thing. They did ask if we edited our own videos, but they also asked who helped us with the filming and the content ideation. And like, they like basically us. Asked
what
me,
do you
like,
mean?
Yeah, like, who's your staff? Like, who are your people? And I was like,
us?
It's me.
You're looking at the whole staff right here. this is the whole
gang. This is the company.
This is the whole gang.
You're now and one you guys, of my honestly, elite employees.
Thank you guys for writing into listener mail to help us with content. Fuck. Thank you.
We don't, I mean, there's nothing against hiring video editors and stuff.
Obviously,
I recognize that not everybody has like an Aaron.
Also, quite frankly, I don't think the channel would be.
No, we wouldn't function.
Can
without
you imagine giving a video editor 2 hours of footage and being like, hey, I need this in 5 days?
Shit is so expensive.
Oh my God, I know. Beyond. I should just start doing that full time.
Like, it's actually wild how expensive it is.
It doesn't stir my loins.
That's fair.
Not enough, or not enough to do it for other people. I love doing
terrible,
it for you.
The stirring terrible of the day loins. To have ears.
It reminds me of pork loins. Like, I hate stirring that. Pork loins.
No, that's not what people mean when they say that, my love.
Pork loins, stirring your loins, because loin cloth.
Loins is like your junk.
But then loin cloth, loin, is like clothing your loins.
Correct.
Okay. Colloquialism.
It's, yeah. Anyways, that's unrelated, but I do wonder about that all the time, because like, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. We're making it up as we go.
We said this actually in the last episode of the podcast, because I just got done editing it, is that anyone that tells you they do know what they're doing, liars.
Liars.
Liars. Snake
liars.
Oil.
Liars.
Burn them at the stake.
No, okay.
No,
too much.
Too much. Sorry, I went too far. I don't do well with I go from white to black to black to white. I don't do great.
You're 0 to 100.
No, just kidding.
But yeah, I just am really curious about like, are we not paying ourselves enough, or are we being responsible?
Are we doing something wrong?
Or is everybody else doing something
wrong? Watch us be doing something astronomically incorrect.
Yeah.
Maybe that's our ADHD.
Probably. Do you feel like you have a special sense of audacity because of your ADHD? Because I do.
Oh, no. I don't think I have the fun ADHD.
I joke sometimes that I have, like, gay audacity, but I do think it's also
but
the
ADHD.
But
that's like being gay. I'm just like...
Well, that was such a sentence, Punkin.
It was such a sentence?
Yeah.
You say, well, you said you have like gay audacity. Gay. You could be gay and not have ADHD, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, like, I joke sometimes that I have gay audacity, but I do think it's probably more the ADHD, actually.
Because, I thought you were saying, because I was like, those two don't inherently linked.
What I'm saying is that like, I will attribute
it. You feel like you have
it,
superpowers because of your ADHD.
But I think it's because in my brain, I can like skip past the intermediate steps. Do you remember that TikTok we watched a while ago of like, you had a fun and quirky idea, but he's detail oriented. And so now the idea is not fun anymore.
It's not fun anymore.
That's like kind of our dynamic sometimes, which is that in my brain, I'm like, how hard could it be? You know,
yes.
Like, Yes. I'll figure it out. It's fine. I think I'll watch a YouTube tutorial if I get stuck. Like yesterday, we went to Home Depot.
I got to make grout for my first time.
Yeah, we grouted our table. It looked so good.
We grouted the shit out of it. We did great. You know what I'm saying? That was a pokey ref.
But we went to Home Depot, Lowe's.
I don't remember.
One of the stores. To get grout sealant.
Yeah.
For when the grout is fully dry, and I didn't do
a boy look.
Oh, no. We both couldn't find it.
Okay, I thought this was going to be a boy look thing. And I was like, no, that's not what's happening.
I'm talking about my audacity.
Okay, well, tell me.
We walked through the garden center and we found this like bucket that was $10 and all the flowers were on sale.
I played myself.
And I was like, wow, that would make a great planter.
I said that.
For the backyard.
I'm pretty sure I heckin' said that.
Okay, then you said it.
Okay, thank you.
And I was like, you're right. That would make a great planter.
That's how the conversation went. I know.
I was like, let's go buy flowers right now. And you were like, no, because we have other stuff to do. And, you know, we have like theme, blah, blah, blah.
Yesterday, you were running me like a little fucking.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying, though, that like in my brain, I can skip the intermediate steps. Where I'm like,
no,
who fucking cares?
No.
Right?
No.
Like, sure, I'll drill holes or just like stab it with some scissors or something so that there's drainage holes.
At least you're like, I'll
dump some dirt in there. I'll buy a thing of soil. I'm going to buy a bunch of fucking flowers and I'm just going to fucking cram them.
It has to be done right. It has to be done correctly. Throw it together.
Because it took me a solid 30 minutes, maybe, including asking you to drill holes in the bottom with a real drill, like a responsible adult.
You did
it
very quickly. You did good.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
do you want to put a picture of it?
Yes, actually, we'll put a picture up. My little ADHD brain allows me to bypass those middle steps sometimes.
No, I'm the middle. Call me the middleman then from now on because I'm the tax man.
Yeah.
I need your fucking ideas before you pass go.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, also, I was like, we came here for one thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the space right now for that. Also, we hadn't ate. I was getting a little hungry.
Yeah.
I need a food.
But I was like, who cares? It'll be fine. It'll be so fun. No. We'll love it. No. You're going to love the way you look.
And then when we were done, I did love the way it looked. Mm-hmm. It was so easy too. You're so right.
It was fun.
It was really fun.
It was a great time.
But
I feel like that happens to me a lot. That's also like the impulsivity aspect
of it too. Oh my God. I know.
I'm very much the impulse shopper.
You are a danger inside of a home improvement store. Also, too,
I just have a lot of good ideas.
Also, I don't know if it's just the way our area is set up or whatever, but the home improvement stores around here are like so surprisingly, wonderfully like filled with queer people.
I know.
Yeah.
The store that we normally shop at has like such delightfully, like obviously, like visibly queer people.
I want to work there.
They write their pronouns and stuff on their little name tags, and like they're just very.
I'm like, what are you doing here? Where's the big burly?
I know.
Burnt out.
Well, and also like, how did this happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, did this just so many happen people. Where like. A fair amount of queer folks applied to this store or like did you all know each other before?
No, because
or like
human,
does this
it's been
store
over
have
years.
Like a reputation for being queer and so that's why all of you are applying?
Can we
here?
Chime in?
Like, I just need to know, and also, can we be friends?
Are your guys' home improvement stores filled with, not all of ours are like that now, let's
no,
be clear.
No.
But like, and
but
it's
like,
some of the bigger
is
chain
it
ones.
Inappropriate for me to be like, do you want to play D&D with me and maybe we could
hey,
be buddies?
You don't have enough space. Are you going to start another one?
Why not?
Damn.
How hard could it be? Boys do it.
DMing all over the place.
I do really like DMing D&D. It's very fun.
You got so many compliments after our last D&D. We played with
new
people.
I know. It was very nice. I can never tell if people are just blowing smoke up my ass, though.
No, we played with some of my friends who some of them have been playing D&D for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And they were like, seriously, Mickey, you did such a fantastical, wonderful. They didn't say this. This is me saying it.
Yeah.
But like, you got the fist bumps of approval and like, it was so.
Very nice.
Yeah. I thought it was so sweet. You're so good at it. I think that's the ADHD.
It's the imagination.
Oh, man.
I was talking about this on stream the other day.
Oh, what was it?
When I was little, before obviously I knew that I had ADHD and I had any understanding of how that impacts like your little inner world.
Yeah.
I just figured that everybody had an imagination like that.
I do have
where
a,
like I feel like
that makes sense to me.
Still, even now as an adult, I will like soothe myself to sleep by playing through these like imaginary scenarios in like made up worlds and fun little fantastical little
that's
things. It's just like
music.
Fun and interesting.
Actually, no, because like when I do backstories for characters and stuff, like, oh yeah, because my friend, he was like, you already have a character made because we finished a one shot and we're like rolling into the campaign. And I was like, oh yeah, if you ask me right now,
I've got like three or four in the back burner right now.
If you put
now.
A gun to my head and you're like, you need to make a full fleshed out character in 30 minutes, I'm like, oh, okay. Bet you can just remove that. I'll have it done. Like,
no,
we're good.
Absolutely.
You don't need that. It just makes, I don't know if it's consuming. Also, you read a lot as a kid.
Yes.
But what did you, you didn't read a lot of like fantasy and sci-fi and stuff as a kid. Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I read a fair amount of it. I read, I read all the Harry Potter books when I was little.
Yeah, and then that Twilight.
I did read Twilight. I also read this series. I can't remember what it's called, but I know that one of the books was called like Pretties or something.
Oh, it was Uglies. Yeah. I remember the pictures of the books.
The girl had red hair on the front.
Yeah.
It was this like sci-fi series about like plastic surgery that in hindsight was probably kind of damaging to my self-esteem, but it was a cool premise. Yeah. I liked it. Then I read like the Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
I read a fair amount of, what is the other one?
I tried Chronicles of Narnia. It's just... The other one in comparison to Chronicles of Narnia or like...
It was a like timekeeper clock something or other. Oh, it was like tangentially related to that, I remember.
Didn't they make a Disney movie out of that or something? Or
I don't remember.
Like something... Because I did like a lot of Artemis Fowl.
Yeah.
And I did like The Inheritance, like Aragorn and that stuff. It sucks, the movie. We still got robbed of that movie fucking bad.
That's really sad.
Seriously. Fuck them so much.
I'm sorry.
I think, oh my God, if my brain is correct, I remember that movie came out in like 2006 or 2008. I feel like it was 2006. Yeah. Uh-huh. If I'm just correct on that, like that is the craziest.
I mean, good for you.
Deep-seated memory. I don't even know. But yeah, that and I'm trying to think. Gate time.
Shit, if I know.
Like that's like ringing such a bell. It's like picking my brain.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels good though, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to figure it out.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
But yeah, I also did you read Oh no! I just left my the Hunger Games. Did you read that?
No, I never read the. I didn't really do the YA stuff
because I feel like
I did Aragorn and that is like YA, but like
But I feel like you did a lot more of the classic stuff. Like you watched Star Wars and you were interested in like Lord of the Rings.
Oh, loved.
And all of the stuff that's like more classically associated with D&D.
Yeah.
Whereas I was reading the stuff that was more targeted towards like girls and femmes. You know.
That's totally true. That's
but I never really got into that because also too I had an older brother or have an older brother. I don't know why I said that.
He is still with us.
I just meant like growing up, I had an older brother who would do like a lot of the like traditional, like more closely
they tried
associated
playing
with
D&D. D&D when we were in high school. I remember.
Well, yeah, and I at the time was like nerds.
At the time said the same thing.
I was so
fixated
little
hating with, asses.
Yeah, trying to like be cool
Me,
and whatever.
Meanwhile, playing World of Warcraft, being like, yeah, look at those losers playing fucking tabletop games. Like,
yeah,
no,
as
bitch.
If it's not exactly the same, and also as if that's not why we have video games now.
Yes.
Hello.
No, or why we? Yes.
But yeah, I didn't really realize that. Like that's sometimes a product of neurodivergency.
Oh, really?
That ability to like have this very deep and complex inner world
really?
Where you have like, this like very active imagination. And like sometimes it turns into like maladaptive daydreaming, which is obviously like a problem.
Oh, I love doing that.
Well, maladaptive meaning that like you can't stop, that you're like trapped.
Oh,
it's a whole thing. I'm not an expert in maladaptive daydreaming, to be clear.
Never mind. I don't do that. I don't get stuck.
But yeah, that is sometimes a product of neurodivergency is
that
like, very deep and rich creativity.
Do you think a lot of authors, do you think?
Neurodivergent? Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Most definitely.
I feel like
right?
that would make sense. Yeah.
I wish we could go back in time and see what people would have been diagnosed with nowadays.
Oh, I know. I wonder
people
that all the time.
Would just be having all kinds of fucking shit.
Yes,
they
definitely.
Wouldn't even know it. They wouldn't even know it.
So, I feel like we should talk before we finish out the episode about how we address our issues, like
running.
Our ADHD.
Okay. Just kidding. Physical.
Just that.
My therapist said you're not supposed to, or like it's okay sometimes to match intensity with intensity.
Sure.
But also, it's not really great for cycle break or like you know.
Oh
down.
Yeah. No, that's
and I was like,
fair.
You're not wrong, but also too. They gave me homework for doing breathing exercises. And as soon as someone gives me homework, I'm like, I'm not breathing till next session. Like out of protest, I'm literally not going to breathe now until I see you next time.
That's,
just to show you that I didn't do it.
Yeah, that's the pathological demand avoidance. That's also very common for neurodivergency.
Yeah, obviously I'm going to keep breathing, clearly.
Yes,
I'm still here.
It's a joke.
And that was 2 days ago. So like, I would not be looking like this if I was not breathing.
No, but yeah, that is a common thing that happens where like we will refuse or like somebody giving us a suggestion, even if it's like, oh, I think you'd really like this TV show.
Nope.
It feels like a demand. Now
don't
and
you
so
dare. Don't
now
you
I don't
dare.
Want it. Now I don't want to do it.
Nope.
Actually, I don't like
too many
it
people
anymore.
Tell me to watch a show. No, I'm definitely not watching
no.
it now.
Yes, exactly.
Only yeah.
Okay, so running
what
helps
do you, do?
You.
What do you realistically like? I think being creative.
Yeah,
I think,
creative outlets.
Yeah, but also sometimes that can also backfire.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely can.
I mean, obviously, like I've talked about this before, but I recently was medicated for my ADHD for the first time in my life, and that's been fucking life changing.
I know. I feel
tried,
bad having to ask you like. Hunky, did you take your medis yet?
I know. Well, the funny thing is that I will do this thing to myself sometimes where...
Oh my God, it's the so typical. I have
the worst imposter syndrome where I'm like, oh, you know, you're probably a liar, actually. Oh, you don't have ADHD. So, and so what you should do, don't take your meds.
That's okay.
Watch. I bet it's going to go great and you'll be fine. You don't even need them. And then I'm like, surprised Pikachu when my whole day is a fucking disaster. And like, yeah, because you didn't take your fucking meds. Like, yes, you do have ADHD. Like, quit it.
There's nothing wrong with that. They're so helpful.
Take your fucking meds. They're good for you. You know?
Oh, gosh. I wish we could have given those to... I wonder what... Mickey in college would have done.
I probably would have had a lot fewer mental breakdowns.
I would say so.
If I had to guess.
I would say so. Yeah. I think it really helps.
I feel like I also wouldn't have been destitute most of the time. Yeah. Having a little bit more control over the impulsivity probably would have helped my financial situation quite a bit.
Your focus is just unmatched. It's unparalleled now. Like,
you joked with me before because we, I mean, obviously, like, you know, in the before times.
Which before times? I feel like we've had several before times.
Before COVID was a concern.
Okay.
We enjoyed taking a vacation here and there. And you joked with me that, like, if you offhandedly mentioned, like, oh, you know, this city looked cool. Or I saw this restaurant in a city, that in 48 hours, I'll have, like, potential flights and a hotel. And, like, also a really cool hotel. Not just, like, a Marriott.
Oh, no, no, no.
Like, something unique and interesting and, like, locally owned with a cool history.
You'd be a good travel agent, no doubt.
I think so, too. I would be a good party planner. I would be a good travel agent. I love shit like that. Yeah. Like, I can put that shit together so quickly, and it's, like, very fulfilling.
Speaking of, we got some of the craziest advice is looking up travel recommendations from...
The library!
The library!
Yes!
Because someone was saying that people pay are, like, giving people discounts on their food for five-star reviews on Google.
Wild!
Don't do that, places!
Yes.
That's false advertising. That's also not cool. Rude. We always say five stars is sus.
Sus.
Four stars with
probably actually good.
Also, too, if I see some reviews and they're like, oh, the food tastes is, like, too spicy, too flavorful. I'm like, oh, this is the place we want to be. Like, this is exactly where we want to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's like such a cool.
Yeah.
I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, me
either.
They
did say you do have to double check to make sure they're still open.
Yeah, and that, like, the books are somewhat recent. But yeah, a friend of ours was talking about how they will go to the library before a vacation and just check out travel books and look through the recommendations, which is so smart.
I was like,
and also, please support your local libraries.
I know,
like,
really
they're such a valuable and important local community resource.
Yeah.
And if you have a library card, by the way, oftentimes you can get access to either free or reduced cost passes to the zoo, to the local museum, the art museum, the local children's museum.
Also, do they have audiobooks too?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There are audiobooks. There's an app called Libby that you can use your library card really to check out audiobooks. There's, like, so many cool programs that, like, you can use to go on low cost or free activities with your family, with your kids. Yeah. And there's, like, so many cool opportunities. Like, it's a really important thing. Please support your libraries because they do a lot, actually.
It is
one of the few, like, remaining third spaces, actually, that's, like, genuinely free.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you know, you just make a library card. It doesn't cost you anything. Isn't that great?
We need to go to that one.
I have a library card. You should get a library card.
Doesn't your voter registration card count?
No.
Okay.
Never mind. Maybe it does. I don't know.
I used to go to the library all the time as a kid. I was there all the time because we'd ride our little bikes there.
We did our little, like, young reader programs.
That's so, so cool to me to think that when we were kids, we could have been at the same fucking library together because we went to the same one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We definitely did.
We would have went to the same library together and we wouldn't even have known each other.
Wild.
We actually did a little memory stroll down, a stroll down memory lane because we went back and visited our own library.
It was really cute.
And it's so funny how big it seems when you're a kid.
I know.
And then, like, to go back, you're like, oh, wow, it's, like, not that.
I know.
This is not that as impressive of a building.
I
want to
walk around inside the library, though.
Same.
Because I have such vivid memories of certain parts of it.
Well, they
have
that little sunken in amphitheater little section area with the carpet and stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah. Also, how do kids just be sitting on the ground for so long?
Well, because their bodies are elastic.
Kids are resilient little
beings. Ours are not anymore.
Oh my goodness.
As evidenced by our posture. Okay.
Any
closing remarks about things that have helped our ADHD before we wrap up?
Also, being okay with drinking multiple drinks at the same time.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like for me, creating structure around the times that I'm making space for my brain to wild out has made a big difference. Obviously, there's, like, something to be said for, like, a productivity aspect because, like, I have to be productive in order to, like, pay my bills.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And so, like, timers, body doubling, having
body doubling is so cool.
Yes. Having like concurrent timed activities.
Yes.
Like, I, you know, like if I'm going to eat like a bowl of frozen ramen, that goes in the microwave for 4 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. I know for me that 4 minutes is roughly, the amount of time that I'll need to change my clothes and like wash my face and like,
so cute. I
like
love that. Yes.
Transition into nighttime. Right. So like yes. those concurrently timed activities means it's that like I'm less timer. Likely to get lost, right? Where I like choice. Go into the room. Yeah. And then now I'm looking at this and I'm going over here to do that. And then I need to close the blinds and then I'm yeah. lost. Right. So like concurrent timers, I do this with work a lot where like I'll set a load of laundry in the dryer
yes.
for 40 minutes. The, and so yes. I'm working on work for 40 minutes. And then when I hear the thing, break time, your brain yes, is yes. going to go all over and do whatever,
yes.
almost like a restraint collapse yeah. kind of thing. And just like to let it be. And then like, if I need to, obviously I'll focus yeah. back in.
I think also limiting how many devices I have within reach, within arm's length.
Yeah.
Helps out a lot.
Limiting screen time. It's very yeah. important.
Yeah. I think we really yeah. just do better. Cause I know we say screen time too, but like, I don't count the TV quite so much because normally you're more so, yeah. but like being at the computer, having like 85 tabs open, yeah. looking at my phone, playing a game on my yes. phone.
Yeah.
Having like,
it's the infinite possibilities oh. aspect of screens. That's a problem. So yeah. TV is like less of an issue because it's
one,
like, watching one thing.
Yes.
But
yes.
on your phone where you have like a YouTube video playing while you're also playing a game and, you know, responding to text messages yes. and then Googling something that I forgot to do. Like
our brains aren't built for it.
It's very overstimulating yeah. and overwhelming.
But also so. Such a high.
Yeah, but it's like,
depends.
You reach a point of like diminishing returns, at least for me, quickly. I do, where then I'm like, and we're in total collapse.
Yes, that's how I felt like dating initially the first time. You're like, wow, yeah. texting five people at the same time is so fun.
Yeah.
And after a week of that, you're like, oh my God, please leave me the fuck alone.
It's so overwhelming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Also being honest about that too. Like when I have that issue of like being overwhelmed
yeah.
and like just telling my friends, like I've started making a habit too of like, there's one particular person in my life that I do this with yeah. more often that I'll be like, hey, I saw your voice memo. I haven't listened to it yet because like I'm overwhelmed yes. or like I have a lot going on. But
that's
like,
my favorite.
I just wanted to check in with you and like tell you that I was thinking about you yeah. and like, you know, I'll like double back. I'll talk to you in a few hours kind
also,
of a thing.
It's so nice to just give that other person the peace of mind to yes. feel like just being transparent. You're being upfront.
Yes.
Like it's not you. It's not me.
No, well, yeah. I'm not me, upset. Not, yeah, yeah. And I'm not ignoring
it's just
you.
Like this is,
I see you.
Yes.
My brain is just ruining
yes,
my life.
Exactly.
You know? So I'm doing my best.
Yes.
But yeah. Having that transparency, I think mm-hmm. helps a lot because it also relieves that feeling of guilt.
Yes.
Where like when you do the thing where you're like, I suck. I'm so shitty and I'm so mean for not responding
yes.
to this. And then it fuels you like to be away from like responding to that text message or email or whatever for yeah. even longer.
It like, clouds your or like
yes. Yeah. It like becomes a thing where you're like so yes. focused on it.
Yes.
You're like, so just like being honest it's the about
ice cream
it
thing.
Sort of releases
yes.
the pressure, I think.
I love that. That was such a good one.
Thank you.
I love all of that, honestly. I love the words you were
I
saying.
Love that
I love
for
the
us.
Actions you were moving with.
The actions I was moving with.
I love those actions you were moving with.
Perfect. I think that's a nice place to wrap up
I think
for today.
Too. I can't see the timer or anything, so I'm hoping we're good.
Yeah. If you guys have thoughts or your own techniques
oh, yeah.
that
what
you
helps
use,
you guys?
Talk to us about your neurodivergency or your ADHD and what does that look like for you? And then how do you like work around that for yourself if you want to, obviously.
Also, I think every week or every day there's we
oh,
do
yeah.
body doubling in the
yeah,
people yeah there's
are body
doubling body in the
doubling.
Discord. So please if that's something that helps you out, please go check it out.
Yes.
It's so nice. They're very litigious about it too.
Yeah.
Litigious
I've seen,
yeah.
Litigious is like
legal.
When you sue people.
They're very
specific?
Like a library. They're good about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're like religious about it. They're like
religious.
Regimented. Anyways. But what was I going to say?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I've seen people ask questions about like how the body doubling works in the Discord server. And to be clear, by the way, usually how it works is that people have a timer running
yep.
for, they usually do Pomodoro timers, but you have like 35 minutes of work or 45 minutes of work and then 5 minutes of break time or 10 minutes of break time. And sometimes people will turn their mics on and chit chat during break time, but sometimes people are just sitting there. There's no expectation to like talk or turn your cameras on. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be doing anything. Sometimes people get in the body doubling because they're like playing video games and they just want to be
in community,
in silent company with
yeah.
people.
I love that sometimes, honestly.
I do too. Favorite. It's very nice. So yeah, if that's useful to you, go check that out because it's a fun time. So, okay, that's it.
Let's get out of here.
Thanks for watching and listening and all of the things. If you want to support the pod, you can like the videos also and just subscribe. Being here
supporting us too, so thank you.
That's true. You can leave us 5-star reviews. That does actually help a lot. And
we won't make you pay for it, or we're not going to give you a discount though. Sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry. That's not how this works. We love you the most, and we'll see you for the next episode. Okay, bye.